the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
And so let's finish by talking about Gaelic football. We spoke at length on Monday about the All-Ireland final victory for Kerry. We've been talking on many occasions about how enjoyable the season has been, how liberated many of the players have been by the new rules. But the work, it seems, of the Football Review Committee is never done, or at least won't be done for a few months yet. And there may be further adjustments and amendments to the rules to try and make Gaelic football even better. We have former Galway All-Ireland winning captain Ray Silk with us. But first, Michael Foley, sports writer with the Sunday Times. Tell us about what's been happening this week since the All-Ireland final, including a trial of a game bringing back something which only lasted a very short time earlier in the year, the four-point goal.
Yeah, our old friend, the four-point goal. So there was, there was what they call the sandbox games, which are essentially challenge matches where you're trialing these new rules. So they had one game during the week between Round Towers in Clondalkin and Fingallians. Round Towers actually being the original home club of Jim Gavin, who's the chairman of the Football Review Committee. So they got those together. As you say, they trialled the four-point goal. Now, that had originally come in conjunction with the two-pointer that we've become very familiar with from the 40-metre arc and so on. I suppose the thinking at the time was that it would balance out the two-point long shot, that it would still make a goal, a thing you might want to go for. But in the heel of the hunt, it was also thought that, well, you know, four-point goal, it could end up, you know, really creating large gaps between teams and deficits and what have you. So they ditched it for the league and the championship. But it's back again. They're trying that. They also had a look at a backcourt rule, which I suppose is more basketball parlance than anything. But essentially, it means that you can't take the ball back into your own half, which is, I suppose, it's an attempt again to try and reduce the long spells of possession. Now, you know, with the law of unintended consequences and so on and so forth, you could argue that a backcourt rule will essentially just mean that instead of holding the ball for ages in front of the opposition goal, teams will hold the ball in their own half instead and just wait. So, you know, these are things that they have to tease out, see how they go, and we'll see how they work out.
Okay, well, let's start with the four-point goal, though. Ray Silk, do you think might it be a good idea? Because I know, as Michael explained there, there was a concern a team gets a few goals and it's so far away from the opposition. But then the impact of the two-pointers has been such that teams have been able to claw back big leads. And actually, maybe a four-point goal gives the another team the opportunity to claw back against the lead. What do you think?
Well, firstly, I think in the main, Matt, the rules have been massively, massively successful. So if there's a little addendum or a little add-on, fair enough. But the one that has caught my eye more than any in the rules is the no dissent, because I go to a lot of underage games and go to a lot of LGFA different games, and all the referees say that it's a different job now than it used to be. So that rule alone, I think, has been a huge positive, and badly, badly needed it was. I'm against the four-goal rule from the simple point. I don't necessarily think it's broken. The big game that we would have watched during the season, Donegal 223, Armagh 28 points, Armagh 221, Derry 217. I think the top teams will go for goals if they're in the position to try and get those goals. And admittedly, the two-pointers is what sets people apart. But that is a phenomenal skill from distance that Clifford and Sean O'Shea or Paul Conroy, and teams are practicing shooting from distance. I would agree, if you could find yourself, Matt, three or four goals go in, your 12 or 14 points down, and the weaker teams most definitely could throw in the towel. My question is it broken? And I would say it's not.
Okay, Michael Foley, what do you think as to whether a four-point goal would be a good idea or not?
Well, I'm a bit more freewheeling on these things, Matt. I'd love a scenario where the GA just kind of went for things a bit more. And to be fair with the FRC and with the way they've embraced these rules, they did go for it, and we've got great results, as it turned out. I don't know. I wouldn't mind seeing how a four-point goal would work. I mean, Ray is right. I mean, in the sense of, we say, if you look at this season in terms of goals scored, it's more or less in line with what we would have seen in other years. My thing slightly is that when you do have a two-pointer as opposed to 3 points for a goal, it might just encourage you more so to, again, hold the ball and kind of try and create your space and get your shooter on the ball from 40 meters rather than going for it and going down the middle or just driving along one into the edge of the square and see what happens. Again, I suppose when you talk to people in the GAA for many, many, many years about what they want in Gaelic football, they want chaos, they want collisions, they want contests. So I think a 4-point goal could well, you know, add to all of those things. But again, you know, I think the one thing the GAA hopefully have learned from this experience is that it pays to be brave. It pays to have really, really good people on committees that are run really, really well, that have been able to sell their ideas in a way that we actually can embrace these things that would have been, like, to be fair, if you look at some of the stuff that's there now, would have been unthinkable a couple of years ago, you know. But so in the same way, maybe give the 4-point goal a chance, and if it doesn't work, we'll just get rid of it and go back to what we had.
Okay, and Ray, what about trying to get rid of the sort of the holding on to the ball for a lengthy period? I mean, we did have the brilliant example of Kerry doing it before half time and getting a terrific 2-pointer out of David Clifford to justify perhaps a couple of minutes where we were sort of yawning and wondering what was going to happen.
Yeah, I agree. I've written down potential rules here, and one is I've written a shot clock. So taking a worst case scenario, Matt, in that situation, a team is level or a team is a point down, but we'll say level. How long could it take them sometimes on occasion to actually work that? So I think when the overly loud hooter in Croke Park goes off, I think we should have a situation where the referee just looks at the watch and maybe 3 minutes. Because, you know, at a big, big game and it's 20 points each and you have possession over the ball, you will keep the ball as long as necessary until you get that opportunity. So I do think it could lead to a situation, kind of a bizarre situation, where you could have 4 or 5 minutes of a holding of the ball. Not everybody has Paddy Clifford and David Clifford in their repertoire so that they can flick it over and he can ding it over from 60 yards. So I think it's something to work on. And, you know, on mature reflection, I take Mike's point that maybe you could trial things in the National League or something like that. But I suppose I'm a bit of a traditionalist. I was listening to someone on the radio said that if the GAA got hold of Christmas, they'd bring it back till September. It's very early to be out. Like, club championships are starting now this weekend, and as a teacher, obviously, we always, I'm harking back to a different time now, but you always look forward to August and September. And we've spoken about this before, Matt. Sometimes I think the GAA is doing itself a little disservice by how quickly it all happens. That the All-Ireland one weekend and then the football final the next weekend, you know, sometimes it can be a bit too fast for me, and maybe I think an extra 2 weeks in the season would be an addition, because it only affects four teams. So I do think that's something to think about, but overall I think Jim Gavin and his team have done a fantastic, fantastic job, and we have embraced it, and most of it is very, very positive.
Okay, all of the other things that have been introduced, are they worth keeping, Michael?
I think so. Like off the top of my head, I can't think of anything that's really gone very badly wrong. I mean, just in relation to sort of, you know, the hooter and all that kind of stuff. And that is the one thing, I think, in the game that people are looking going, that hasn't been solved, which is this kind of keep ball that goes on. Mm. I mean, there may well be one way to solve that, and that's when the hooter goes, the game is over. That it's not over when the ball goes dead. It's just over. So in that way, it might speed things up a little bit. But again, you also don't want to sort of, you want different styles of play. So you want teams, say, for example, like Donegal, who want to sit in and try and figure stuff out. And you want other teams like Kerry, who can come forward and attack and see. So you want that contrast. I don't think, Matt, also, by the way, I don't think that, you know, the 4-point goal and the stuff that they're experimenting with now will necessarily have the legs to get over the line. So there's going to be a special Congress on October the 4th to decide all these things, to concrete these things into rule. So when you're introducing things at this late stage, I'm not sure they'll have the length of time and the opportunity to really be kind of, I suppose, showcased to the public and to delegates and stuff like that to say, yeah, this could actually work in conjunction with the other stuff. So, you know, you might find that in the end of it all, the game that we've seen during the summer in the spring into the summer is the game that we see again next year, possibly without the 4-point goal or anything else. As I say, maybe that piece around the hooter might be examined to try and limit that keep ball stuff. But overall, I'd say what we saw this year is what we're going to see next year. And listen, no harm in that at all.
And Ray, how surprising is it that Gaelic football is suddenly a much cleaner sport? You mentioned the dissent issue, but there are far fewer players sent off in Gaelic football in Championship this year than there were in hurling.
Yeah, it's a good question, Matt, and I don't have a definitive answer, only that I think sometimes what can happen when people start trash-talking and when, you know, the game can become toxic, that's when there might be a lash-out or a slap. Also, the game is at such a fast pace now. I think the solo and go is something that I wouldn't have enjoyed when I was playing, but it has sped things up so quickly. So if there is a bit of an infraction, the person fouled wants to get up and move the ball on at speed. And I just think, you know, people are working harder on their skills now. I look at the skills set that the students that I teach, the club matches that I go to, they're working an awful lot on their two-point kicking, the quality of the picking. I think the standard has improved. And just two games, and I was at them and I remember them and I really enjoyed them. But in 2003, Tyrone beat Armagh. I think it was one of Tyrone's first ever. It was 12-9, Matt. Now, Kerry scored 126, and 12 years later, Dublin beat Kerry 12-9. So there's no doubt but that there's a lot more scores. But sometimes you wonder a little bit about, we like the physicality, as Mike said, we do like the collisions. But when Ryan McHugh went in for a collision with Gavin White, we saw how that worked out for him. So it's just, I think players are much more aware now, and I don't think they're going giving cheek back to the referee. And quite often players used to pick up, Matt, a yellow card for a bit of verbal abuse to the referee, and all of a sudden they were on tenderhooks. Players now know much better. Shut your mouth or it's brought for meters. If you do it again, more than likely your manager is going to take you off.
And indeed, Michael Foley, it just strikes me, it's not just the sendings off much higher in hurling, but controversies this year involving referees seem to have been with the hurling matches rather than the football. I mean, how well have the referees done to cope with what is now definitely a faster game, which requires them up and down the pitch more, and to take all of these new rules into account and yet implement them so well?
I think they've been exceptional, really. I mean, when you put it all together like that, Matt, they've been very, very good. And keep in mind that there would have been issues among the referees around how the rules are being kind of, I suppose, communicated to them, what they were being obliged to do. So obviously that was all tidied up in the meantime as well. If you talk to any referee now, it's just a different type of sport to referee now, as Ray was saying there. I mean, basically, I mean, you look around. I mean, if you do any kind of a straw poll among people, why would you not like to referee? It's because of the abuse you get on the field. That's pretty much gone. It's also gone from the sideline because it applies there as well. So that's a huge, huge win in terms of the sport itself. The one interesting thing actually that has been mentioned in passing here and there, and it's an age-old debate in Gaelic football, I'd say it's there since Maurice Devon himself wrote down what a tackle should look like in football back in 1887, is the tackle. Because what we have at the moment, and Ray mentioned it there, the amount of scores that are being accrued now, you do kind of have a sense sometimes that, well, if you win the ball in midfield, you go forward, you score. Kick out, guys who win the ball, they go down, they score, and up and down and up and down. Turnovers are obviously still a car, but you know, it's teams are more inclined to sit in. And again, you talk about the physicality of the game. People are kind of less inclined to go in for the big tackle to try and turn over a guy, because if they don't, they could be leaving a gap behind them. So the argument being, well, we really need to define what the football tackle is now again for a new game.
Okay.
Now, That has been a request that's been there, as I say, for over a century.
Thank you.
It is something that could well sort of come into play in terms of just rounding out the game, you know, giving defences a little bit more of an opportunity, because it now it really is, and rightly so too, given what we've had to sit through for many years. It's helping the attackers much more than defences moment.
We have to leave it there. Michael Foley of the Sunday Times, Ray Silk, thank you both very much.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.